Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, Realtor of the Year here in Greater Greenville area of South Carolina. And you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. Just a reminder, as always, please like, rate, review, subscribe, all of those good things to the show to make sure that you don't miss more of this content. We've got some great episodes here to close out the year. Really excited about that. And I'm really excited about this next year as well. It's going to be another year of podcasting, right? My sixth year of doing this podcast is what 2026 is going to be. I started this podcast right before the pandemic in 2020. And we've been going strong every single week. So many of you guys listen every single week, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. And I really hope this Christmas season, this holiday season, is a great one for everyone. Next episode, I intend to wear a nice ugly sweater, if I remember. So I'll make sure to show that off to you guys watching on YouTube. And by the way, if you don't watch on YouTube, these next few episodes are good ones to watch on YouTube, in my opinion. If for no other reason than to see my ugly sweater next week. But this week, we'll be talking about the market stats, and then we'll be reviewing, I believe next week, the bold predictions that I made for 2025. How well did I do on those? And then I'll be making the week after, the final episode of the year, my bold predictions for 2026 and what I think is going to be happening in this upcoming year. So lots of good content for you guys, and I hope you guys tune in. So let's jump right into the market stats. For the past month, so we are recording this in December the 16th, so we just now got the market stats for the month of November. I was kind of sweating this one out because the entire end of year strategy for me depended on me having access to this data this week. Well, normally I would have recorded this podcast yesterday, which was Monday. I didn't have this data yesterday until late last night. It finally came in late last night, way too late for me to record a podcast. I don't like to record at night, especially when it's dark so early, right? We're quickly approaching the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. And so, I guess it's not the shortest day of the year. It's the least amount of daylight. I don't know. I don't remember. I need to go back and I need to brush off my dad weatherman part of me, which, by the way, I have a weather station. This is a complete aside here. I have a weather station at my house. It's something I'm very proud of. It measures the wind, the temperature, the rain, all of that. And the other night when we had that cold front come in, I looked back and it got down to 16.5 degrees. And the wind chill was, there was a decent wind chill as well. Because it was windy on top of that, somewhat windy. And so we had a teen, temp drop here in Greenville, in the month of December. That's pretty rare. Usually we get those, you know, after the new year, if we have them at all. It doesn't normally go below 20 degrees around here, but it does every now and then. So we had a real cold one the other night. Thankfully, I don't know anyone whose heat went out or anything like that, so we're good to go there. All right, jumping into the market stats. And we're going to start right at the top with new listings. New listings up 19.3% for the year over year. Let me actually look up something real quick. Okay, so we've got, all right, here we go. We've got the November market stats. All right, sorry about that. New listings up 19.3% year over year. So they're at 1,872. That's up from 1,569, which was November 2024. So 19.3% increase. However, for the entire year, that's a big increase. For the entire year, you know, about half the months this year have been over 20%. Increase. So, in comparison to some of the other months this year, that's not necessarily a huge increase, but this has been one of the stories of this year, right? The number of homes coming on the market has been way more than in prior years. Like, you're looking at the chart, if you're on YouTube, it's like way above every other year that we've ever had. There's a lot of reasons for that. A lot of it is just finally people starting to realize, hey, you know, the market is what the market is. We need to sell our house. We're going to go ahead and list it. And then, of course, you got all that new construction as well coming into the MLS, which a lot of times new construction doesn't appear in the MLS, but it has with more frequency as it's been harder for the builders to move their inventory. Pending sales, this is one of those numbers that's always incorrect for the most recent month. This is what I was just trying to pull up before, by the way, when I had that dead air time for a second there. So I wanted to pull up October stats. And so here's what we had. For October, originally it was 869. That got revised. These always get revised up, these pending sales. That got revised up from 869 to 1337. So nearly 500 unit increase. So that gave us a pending sale for the month of October. We got to go back then. A pending sale increase of 1%. Very small percent increase from 1,324 in November of 24, in October of 24 to 1,337 in October of 25. So now they're projecting 757 pending sales unrevised for the month of November. So that's going to get revised upward by roughly 500-ish units again. This one's going to be close whether November is going to be up or down in comparison to last November, because last November was 1,223. So we're going to be really close. We're going to either be, an increase by 1% to 2% or a decrease by 1% to 2% is kind of what I'm anticipating there. But for the year, we're going to see, for the entire year, an increase in pending sales. And a pretty substantial one at that, I'll add, once it's all said and done. Because right now it's showing a 3.9% 12-month average, but that's factoring in that the November number is way off. So we're going to see some increases there. So a lot more listings, but also a lot more pending sales. Now, pending sales don't always mean closings. If you look at the trend, we are still below where we should be in terms of where things were trending before the pandemic. Pending sales should be higher than they are right now. But this is the reality of the situation where we are. Now, closed sales, this is really more of a metric for what's actually happening in the market, right? Because closed sales, these are what are actually closing. And these are way behind the pre-pandemic and even post-pandemic until the mortgage rates thing happened. These are way behind the trend line where they should be. But November's closed sales was a decrease. We've had a couple of decreases this year. We had a year-on-year decrease in August. Now we had one in November. This is a pretty big one, a 4.8% decrease in closed sales from November of 2024, which had 1,281 closed sales. It went down to 1,220 closed sales in the month of November. I think that that's just because we had such a strong September and October. So many closings happened. September was up 21% year over year. October was up 11% year over year. And so we just had things that normally would have closed back in November. They just closed earlier in the month of October. And I think that we're going to have a pretty strong December. Now, I don't know if we're going to have as strong of a December as we had last year. Last year, like, you can actually even see on the chart this big upswing. And the December upswing happens just about every year. If you look at these, this is all the people, getting in those closings before the end of the year. And I've had a few situations where I've had clients that wanted to close, that made an offer on a house or had an offer made on their house that was set to close after the end of the year. And one of the parties was like, no, we really want this to be during this calendar year for one reason or another. And so that's what ends up happening. So we'll definitely have an increase month over month. Once we get to December, I don't know that we're going to match. December of 24 was a big month. It was a really big month. It really wasn't much different than the spring months. We'll probably have a decrease in closed sales, I'm guessing, year over year, once the December numbers come in later next month. Days on market until sale. This is an interesting one. We had our first decrease in a very, very long time. I have to go back and look at the data to see how long it's been. But we had a decrease from 53 days on market until sale. So this is the average number of days between when a property is listed and when an offer is accepted in a given month. So it was 53 days in November of 2024. It went down to 52 days in November of 2025. So that's super interesting. This is the first time that we've had days on market until sale go down year over year in over a year, probably over 2 years if I went back and really looked at it. And so this is going to be a very interesting one to track. Because, you know, a lot of people have been saying, oh, we're expecting this number to keep going up. But it just hasn't. It's kind of stalled out in the 50s. Now, we did have a couple of months in earlier in the year, January, February, hit the 60s, but then it hopped right back down. Seems like the 60 days on market, so 2 months, right? Two months. Most homes are going under contract sooner than that. And so to get this average up above that, we need to see just homes lingering on the market longer. And what's happening is sellers have gotten wiser and they've figured out, they've finally adapted and figured out, okay, you know, if my home's been on the market for a couple of months, I need to get it sold. I just need to have more realistic expectations in terms of, you know, what my home is worth, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they take it off the market, make some repairs, put it back on the market. But if your home is on the market for greater than 2 months, it really feels like a long time, and it is, because right now the average is 52 days before a home goes under contract. Median sales price was $315,000 for the month of November, and you know, you look at the numbers for this year, we started at $305,000 in January, so we're up for the year, but it's really been bouncing around between $315,000 and $330,000 basically the whole year. Now, this is up 3.3% from November of 24, which was $305,000. And this has been the story of this year. Again, we've only had 1 month, and that was the month of January, where we saw a decrease in the median sales price. Otherwise, we have seen increases every single month this year. So our price is going up or our price is going down. Well, you look at the median, prices are still going up. November, 3.3% increase. We've now had three straight months of at least a 2.9% increase in the median sales price. That's after, you know, we had several months where, so January was minus 2.1%. Then we had a weird February where that was up 5%. That was mainly because February 24 was soft. And so comparing year over year, it was just comparing to a soft month. But then March was only a 1.6%. April was only a 1.6% increase. May was only a 1.9% increase. And then after that, we really started to see some upward movement in terms of these median sales prices. June 2.9, July 2, August back to down to 1.3, and then September 3.5, October 2.9, November 3.3. So a lot of numbers, but all of that to say, basically since mortgage rates came down, right? This you can, if you overlaid this with mortgage rates, you would see that there is a direct correlation to once mortgage rates start to get, you know, below 6.5% on average, that's when you really start to see prices start to go up. Same thing with average sales price. We had a 2.1% increase year over year. The average, if you're interested, I don't like the average as much as the median, but the average was $388,000 and change, 2.1% increase from the $380,000 and change that we had November 2024. We've had, unlike the median, we have had an increase every single month, year over year, for the average sales price. Now, October was close. October was only a 0.4% increase, but we hopped back up to a 2.1% increase in November. So people ask you, what's the average sales price? Technically, it's 388, but I think that the most accurate metric is the median, 315,000. Percent of list price received, we've been hovering around, you know, the low 98% range now for quite some time. We're still there, 98.2%. So this is the percentage found when dividing a property sales price by its most recent list price. So in other words, after any price reductions, then taking the average for all properties sold in a given month, not accounting for seller concessions like closing costs, commissions, etc. All right, so this just takes whatever that last list price was and just divides it by what the home ended up selling for. And you come up with 98.2% on average. So you list a home for $100,000. Reasonably speaking, you expect to get $98,200. How does that compare to last year? November of last year, 98.3, right? So yeah, slight decrease. That's really a meaningless decrease. More importantly, this is right in line with historical averages, right? Historical, like if you go back to 2017 through the until the pandemic, we were hovering right around 98%. That's a healthy number, right? So this is, not all these numbers are healthy, but in terms of the percent of list price received, that's a healthy number. Sellers are getting pretty close to what they have a property listed for. Now, I wish we had a way to look at how many listings have had price reductions over this period of time and compare that. I would have to really do a tremendous deep dive in order to find that information, and I currently don't have time for that. But that would probably tell a little bit of a different story, right? We've had a lot more price reductions than we probably did in 2019. And so it's not a complete apples to apples, but it's a good metric. Housing Affordability Index. After two straight months of us being at 99, let me see if that got revised. No, it didn't. Okay. So after September and October, we're both at 99, like so close to getting to 100, which 100 is the number that we want. 100 means that the median household income is capable of affording the median priced home, right? Based on incomes, based on home prices, based on interest rates. Unfortunately, mortgage rates went up a little bit more. Yes, even though the Fed lowered their rates, mortgage rates have gone up slightly, not dramatically, slightly. The bond market didn't really completely agree with the Federal Reserve and how they approached it. And so the bond market really controls 30-year fixed rate mortgages. And so that's the reason why these numbers are going up and down. So November, the Housing Affordability Index dropped back down to 96. So the market got less affordable, primarily because, again, we're still seeing prices going up. And you get that combined with mortgages are also going up, affordability goes down. And that was down 3% compared to November 24, which was at 99. Inventory of homes for sale. This is another number that always gets revised. So let's look at October for a second. The unrevised October number was 6,601. That got revised down to 6,096. So this is pretty common that it'll get revised down by about 500 to 600 units, right? So that was pretty close to 500 units, very similar to when we're looking at the pending sales number. And so that ended up being a 34.1% increase, which is, by the way, the largest increase of the entire year. That's the largest increase that we've seen in maybe since I've done this podcast. 34% increase from October of 2024, which was 4,547 homes for sale at the end of that month. So up from that to 6,096. Huge increase, right? October, a lot of homes on the market. If you're a buyer, you love it. You've got more options than you've had in quite some time. Now, the November number came in at 6,393. So basically 6,400. So that's going to get revised down to probably like 5,900-ish, 5,850, something like that. But that's still going to be a big increase over November of 2024, which is 4,409. It won't be, I don't think, the 34% increase. I think it'll probably be closer to 30%, which is what we've had. You know, that's kind of been where we've been tracking for the past several months. But you can see this is one of those things where it just keeps going up. I do think we're going, obviously this is going to, if my prediction is accurate, whereas this final dot, if you're looking on YouTube, that's going up, is actually going to start curving downward after this gets revised. That's what I think will happen. But we're still historically higher than we've been since 2011 in terms of just at a snapshot, at a glance, how much inventory do we have on the market? So this is, again, one of the stories that has told us what's going on in the market right now. A lot more homes for sale right now than there have been in over a decade, right? I mean, 2011, my 15-year-old was 1 year old in 2011. And that's the last time we had this much inventory on the market. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. I wasn't getting much sleep when she was 1 year old. I wasn't even in real estate back then. You know, there's like so much I've experienced multiple lifetimes worth of stuff in the past 14 years, and that's how long it took us to get, you know, to get, or that's how long back you have to go to find inventory at a similar level to where it is right now. Now, that being said, buyers still aren't happy. They're not happy with the inventory. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which we've talked about in the past with this show. But just because there's a lot of inventory doesn't mean there's a lot of good inventory, right? And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad inventory out there, a lot of homes that aren't fixed up, have aging everything, aging roofs, AC units, all those sorts of things. And sellers have to come to grips with that. You have to make your home stand out from the others. You have to put in the sweat equity to make sure that you get, you know, the house looking good. It's got to stand out, right? It's my job when I list a house, it's my job to market the house. But it's the homeowner's job to make sure that the house actually looks the way it's supposed to look. Me as a realtor, I can only do so much when it comes to that. Now, month supply of inventory takes basically that number that we just looked at, the inventory of homes for sale, and divides it by the monthly pending sales from the last 12 months. Well, remember, those are both numbers that get revised and that are kind of a flawed number currently. So this is another one we got to look back at October. October went up to 4.2 months supply of inventory. That's a big increase from October 24. That was only at 3.3. That being said, I've told you guys for a long time, the tipping point for when this is like a true buyer's market, in my opinion, is 4.5 months supply. And that's because of the weird things going on with new construction. Most people would say it's 6 months. That old way of thinking is long gone. It's long gone. In fact, I was just talking to a client today that's looking at homes, and they were saying, this feels like a buyer's market. They were saying that from a buyer's perspective. I was like, yeah, it feels like that because it pretty much is. I mean, it's different, right? The buyer's market that we're used to seeing is a buyer's market that has a ton of foreclosures, a ton of short sales, and we don't have that. And I'm going to be talking about that in my bold predictions episode, by the way. We'll cover some of those numbers, which are quite interesting. But this is a buyer's market without foreclosures is what we're looking at, or at least what we're moving towards. So November says currently 4.5 months of inventory. I think that's going to get revised down probably a good bit, because October originally was 4.7. That got revised down to 4.2. So we'll probably see November get revised down to 4.0 or 4.1. So we're still in the low fours when it comes to month supply of inventory after all these things get revised. And so, you know, kind of feels like a buyer's market, but like if we got to 4.5 months of inventory, it would really, really, like, that would be, it would be unmistakable. Nobody would be arguing like, we need to get to 6 months for it to be a buyer's market. No, everyone at that point would just be like, yeah, this is a buyer's market, right? That would mean a lot of demand would have to exit the marketplace in order for that to happen. And we've had supply outpacing demand. That's why these numbers have been going up, right? That's what happens. Supply outpaces demand. That means that month supply goes down. For this number to, sorry, that's why it goes up, for this number to go up substantially more, because we kind of hit a wall here at 4.1, 4.2. So for that number to go up to 4.5, we need to see some demand erosion. And that could happen from a recession, that could happen from people getting scared about elections, that could happen from a lot of things. I think in general that we're going to see more stability in this upcoming year, but it's everyone's guess. But that's all for today's Market Stats episode. Thank you guys so much for listening or for watching. If you like this content, if you're on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe, hit that little bell that's like somewhere, you know, in this general area. Please hit the thumbs up button somewhere kind of in this area, I think. I'm pointing in case you're listening, you have no idea what I'm doing. And if you're listening, please like, subscribe as well. If you can leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, anything like that. That would be really helpful. Really appreciate you guys listening. And if you need a realtor in the Greenville area, please contact me. My contact info is in the show notes. Would love to talk to you, at least have a conversation, right? Let's just have a conversation. there's no obligation, right? Not until you sign on the dotted line that I'm representing you as your realtor. There's no obligation for either of us. It's a free conversation. Hey, I'll even, if you want to have lunch, if you want to have coffee, something like that, let me know. I'm happy to do that too. So thank you guys so much for watching and for listening. Again, we've got some interesting content coming up here in the next couple of weeks, so please make sure you don't miss it. We will talk to you guys next time.